Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, the 11th of June. Let's get started with a happy birthday. I haven't had one for a while, but Kelly, it's her birthday today. I won't say her age. I'm ancient. I won't say her age because it's not what you do for a lady, is it? You don't tell ladies' ages, you just don't do it, or women's ages, you just, it's not the done thing. But Kelly, have a lovely birthday. Kelly came on and did a guest pod a few weeks back, very well received, fantastic person, married to an idiot, but can't have everything, can you? But Kelly, I know it's still locked down and there's no restaurants or things open, but I hope you have a lovely birthday and he looks after you. He should be cooking you a nice meal. A little bit of deviled steak would be lovely or something like that tonight. So get off your ass, Kevin, and get the old pans going, son. Bit of butter. Get the steak seasoned up. There, get the pan hot. Go on, boy. Get it done. Right. Horses have been posted. If I start getting verbal about them, I'm just going to stop it. I've decided. I've told you that they can go on losing runs. Racing is only still being back week and a bit, so a lot of these horses haven't had runs. I post them for interest, but I just won't bother if people are going to give me shit about it. I can't be doing with it. I still find, you know, I haven't been very active on Twitter just because I've been busy. I haven't been very active on anything other than working. I've actually been doing sort of 15, 20 hours a day for the last 10 days. That's not for the violins. That's just a fact of why I'm being able to get back to people on emails, and the pods have been short. But the stuff I do read, people are still just trying to do far too much. It's just, I am going to keep banging the less is more. I see people trying to scalp football, scalp racing, bet in play, pre-match bet, horse bet. It's absolute lunacy to think that you can master and make money at everything. And I will always advocate sticking to one thing first and proving that you can make it in one market, be it pre-race horses, be it football, be it scalping football, whatever it may be, rather than this constant merry-go-round of trying to do loads of things and ending up being a jack-of-all-trades, master of none. I've been cautious with the football betting wise, but I've had a really good week. Just waiting for opportunities, patience, and I'm almost more patient than I was pre-lockdown, I think, because I got out of the sort of daily grind of it. I'm picking my spots and going very nicely, and I'm very optimistic for when we start things like the trading group and that, I'll be able to pass that on to people. But it has got to be a less is more approach, it really has. You just can't master everything. And just because something has happened before, I mean, this is the sort of age old, and it doesn't matter what it is exactly the same all round. The logic behind your bets has got to be some logic there. Well, for me there has, and everything's got to be more predictive. Just because there's been 10 first half goals in a game doesn't mean there's going to be an 11th one. It's absolutely no bearing on anything. And if you actually sat down by yourself, ignoring all the noise, and wrote that out and understood it and studied it, your betting would improve, because it's absolute madness just to think things like that have any relevance whatsoever. So, you know, I'm just seeing more and more of that stuff appear. And if it was that simple, then everybody would be making a fortune. There's very few people referencing price and actually trying to model a price and bet based on that. It all is on what has happened. This has happened 15 times before, so it's going to happen again tonight. Lunacy. Absolute lunacy. And what prices are you betting at? And if it does happen tonight and it doesn't happen next time, are you making money? And if it only happens once in the next four games, are you going to make money? Because obviously if it's happened 15 times and you bet that game and it wins, now it's happened 16, you're almost certainly going to bet the next one, aren't you? So just have a think about it, guys. You know, we did a lot of stuff on here about mindset and approaches and stats and stuff like that throughout the lockdown period. Perhaps listen back to some of those. I know I get some new listeners there, but have
just sit. I mean, it's moments like this. I like to just sit on my own in a quiet room and think logically about things when I see things. I just like to think. I like to form my own opinion and think logically. I think there's this great thing, and social media and that whips it up, and that of following the crowd. For some reason, I don't know much about racing because I'm not really in any racing groups. I do my own thing. But football, obviously, is what I've made my living at, and people come to me for football advice more than they would racing, and I'm certainly not the man to give racing advice. But there seems to be a sort of pack mentality. People love being in a football trading chat room or group and having that sort of reassurance. And quite often that leads, in my opinion, to people betting without really thinking about what they're doing, or just because everyone else is doing it, I'll do it. Actually stand back in sit in a little quiet room on your own and think, why am I doing this? What's the logic behind it? Where's it going? Can it continue? What prices am I betting at? Does it suit me? All these questions that you should be asking yourself, rather than I've joined this, I'm in this group and I'm in that and I get that and everything's there and great, and you've got no real reason, rhyme nor reason, why you're winning, losing, or even why you're placing the bets. That's one of the main things. Just placing it because somebody else has told you to. Is there a logic to that? And that's not having any go at any sir. I'm talking about people, individuals. I get loads of emails, loads of questions. And from what I see, I just see people are doing far too much. And when I say to people, why have you settled on that? Why are you doing that? Very few actually can give me an answer. Oh, well, so-and-so was doing it, and so is this. Just keep yourselves, just have a think yourselves. What else? I watched that briefing last night. Flipping, dear me, I hadn't watched one for ages, but I was sitting doing some Excel and I put it on my iPad while I was doing some stuff before the games last night. I was trading the Poland game, wasn't it? It was about 5 o'clock here. I was trading the Poland game and I had it on my an Excel sheet and had him on my iPad. Forget politics. He's just a bumbling, absolute bumbling buffoon. And it's almost embarrassing now. The guy's an absolute joke. I put it on Twitter just in the heat of the moment. How does anybody think prior? And they go, oh, hang on a minute, but the opposition, the opponent weren't. Yeah, I agree with you totally. But still, as a Conservative, how is anybody in that Conservative Party or Conservative sitting there thinking he's the man? That's more my point. How are any of them? They're all following him like sheep, and I just do not get it. I do not get it at all. He's absolutely talentless in politics. He is a bumbling buffoon. About when I presented Have I Got News For You, I think that was sort of when he broke onto the British public falling in love with him, if you like. And that's about his level. That is about his level, bumbling through a flipping quiz show. We know all about the things he's done, but he's just an absolute buffoon when you listen to me. I've not heard him in the time he's been Prime Minister, personally, and I've seen a bit of him, not loads, but a fair amount of him. I've not heard him answer a question. And when I have heard him answer a question of sorts, it's either complete and utter nonsense or it's a lie. But it's just this, and it's not a persona, he's not up to it. But there we go. He is just not up to it. Him and that fucking clown across the water. Honestly, it's going to be history lessons in 50, 60 years' time. Looking back on this, they're going to be absolutely amazed. They're going to be agog at how these people are running countries. Right, what have we got today? We have got, I do believe betting shops are open on Monday. So if betting shops open on Monday, then we'll have a bit more... horse information coming through, because the guys I deal with go into the shops and back horses in the morning, and that of course will have a slight effect on the markets at 11 o'clock, because these guys go in and put a reasonable amount of money and move prices, but they're not functioning at the moment. Fussball, three games tonight. La Liga is back, and on that I've updated the website. I've had a lot of people say, what am I doing to the end of the season? Obviously, those who joined Ultimate, you've got it to the end of the season. I've got a few of you who'd like to try it out. We've got all the leagues back next week. Next week is an absolute Cocciola football. It's 10-15 games every day as Serie A comes back and Premier League comes back. Obviously, La Liga gets going. And then we've got Bundesliga, Bundesliga 2, Portugal. So we have got a sort of more thorough smattering of football next week. And I think, there's 10-15 games every day, I think. So it's going to be a busy week for me. But I will do on, I think, the La Liga, Serie A and Premier League start on Wednesday. So I will do for a sort of 24-hour special next Tuesday, a price for Ultimate to the end of the season. For those of you who have asked me, aren't members and want to join to the end of the season, I know there's a fair number not betting now, sort of have packed up and wait until next season. But if anybody does, then I will put that on the site next Tuesday. And you can, if you wish, and of course you don't have to, it's not obligatory, you can say, suck it. We see Sevilla tonight. Sevilla, who are chasing Champions League football in Spain, and I've got a bit of value there in the home win, or they are a lay the draw game as well, but Sevilla, a bit of value in the home win. So that is my, I know people are going to say the home, you may not want to play it because of the home advantage disappearing. I wonder if not, as I said to somebody the other day, if all nine home league team win on the Bundesliga this week, then that percentage thing looks a bit daft, doesn't it? I maintain my stand that it's far too early to form any opinions, but you can join Sevilla. Sorry, I just had a little Sam and Winston intervention then. Getting hard work, this boy. He is getting hard work. Love him to bits. So Sevilla home win. That is it for tonight. And then obviously tomorrow is Friday, is it? Yeah, Friday tomorrow. So we'll be running Ultimate and we'll have the weekend programme. But yes, that is it from me for today. So Sevilla home win. Have a look at what you're doing. This is as good a time as any to not to try and do everything. Kelly, once again, happy birthday. Have a great day. I hope you thoroughly enjoy it. And I will be back with you all, my little cherubs, tomorrow. Yes, hopefully win a few quid tonight and be back tomorrow in a bright and breezy mood. I'm bright and breezy. See you later.